Fifth Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. Revelations. Yeah. And we've been having a good time in here. The 11th chapter, let's go back to the 11th chapter and verse 3. And I want to mention this again because this is something that I'm not trying to discount the power of the prophets, but I want to suggest something different to you that might indicate some other way that this will be fulfilled. So, chapter 11, verse 3, my two witnesses, these will be described beginning in they wear sackcloth, okay, which is a fabric, you know, like burlap. It's used for grain bags worn to demonstrate repentance or mourning. They wear it because of the seriousness of their message and because they are mourning the sinful state of humankind. There are two of them. Because the law of Moses required, actually, a minimum of two witnesses to prove a person's guilt in a capital case. 1260 days. This is equivalent to 42 months, 3.5 years, in 11, verse 2, that they're going to be ministering. Now, 11, 4, the two olive trees in the vision. In Zechariah 4, which is the background for the vision of the seven candlesticks at the beginning of Revelation, the two olive trees are described by the angel as two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. In 4:13, that is Zerubbabel, the governor, Joshua, the high priest. Here in Revelation, they symbolize, they could symbolize Moses and Elijah, I guess. As seen in verse 6, now, and they are two lampstands, because they are bearers of the divine light. Now, let's get back to the beginning. The seven lampstands were seven churches, seven bodies of believers. Why would these just be two individuals? Now, they could be. Mark it down. It very well could be, but it may not be. It might be two countries that form an alliance. They have power. Fire comes out of their mouth. You know, we've already proven in the last few days that fire can come out of the mouths of countries such as the United States, France, going up against Iran to destroy, annihilate them completely so that they cannot come back on people. Now, this means that this burlap, what does it mean? Humility. Humility. Not something that you find a whole lot of in anybody, let alone a country. But it very well could be found in Israel. Israel, lots of humility there. And the United States. Two olive trees. Two witnesses. Fire comes out of their mouths, the divine light, the witness, two olive trees. You know, remember, everybody's going to forget Israel, except with the exception of maybe the United States, as long as we have a conservative president like we do now, as Donald Trump. They respect Israel. They love Israel. We all love Israel. Now, this means many things. The humility, the burlap, the alliance, the light. This may very well mean that Israel and the United States, as long as we have the leadership we have, the kind of leadership we have, respect for each other, respect for one another, respect for God, respect for Christianity, respect for the different things that mean something in this world, rather than transgender and abortion and Marxism, as the Democrat Party represents every single day of the week, day in, day out, and they want to finance this kind of garbage, as we've seen in the past with Joe Biden, right out of the pit of hell. The two olive trees in this vision, Zechariah 4, they're coming up as Moses and Elijah, but they're countries. The lampstands are bodies of believers, many of them bodies of believers. They're not just one person. And the scripture many times will speak of one when it means more than one. It means many. Out of the sea. Now, the fire comes out of their mouth. Words of judgment could be, well, military might, military power. Like raining down on wicked Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the enemy. This is military might, military power that could be this powerful. And this thing that they're talking about, the power to close up the sky and keep the rain from falling. God can give this power to anyone. As 1 Kings 17, in which Elijah withheld the rain as a warning from God to repent. The water, the blood, all kinds of terrible troubles represent Moses bringing the plagues of Egypt on. God can give this kind of power to anyone. I'm telling you, folks, sometimes we may miss it if we do not take a closer look. The beast. He represents this big political power. The beast. The Antichrist. The beast. He represents many people which have given themselves over to the demonic embodiment or possession. The beast can be comprised of many, many, many people that oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, oppose His blood, oppose everything He stands for. You can bank on it, folks. Their corpses will be left lying in the streets, displaying a body of defeated, shameful, ancient custom, the great city. Now, we getting into something different. How do we explain corpses, Brother Hanson? Their corpses will be left lying in the streets. Some may be killed. Some, or many, might be killed, left maimed and killed in the Battle of Armageddon. And then, all of a sudden, Jesus returns and they are resurrected. Israel, the 144,000. The United States, if we have a leader. I'm telling you, folks, look at it a little bit differently and you'll see it. It might be different. Doesn't have to be this way. I tell you. Sometimes we just have to look at things a little bit differently. It may not represent what we're thinking about, you know. So this is something that might be different than anything that we've ever dreamed of. And it fits with the end times that we live in. The end times we live in. Sometimes, you know, all this military might and all of this power and everything, and all of a sudden we have two prophets coming out, how many people are going to follow them? They may just represent many people, perhaps Israel, the country of Israel, perhaps the country of the United States. You ever think of that? Let's open our minds a little bit. The beast, the Antichrist. I've written a book called The Revelation of the Antichrist, the False Prophet, the opening of the book of Daniel. And you know what it has to do with? The beast or the Antichrist being a conglomerate of many coming out. Many, not just one. Not just one. You think so? You know, face it. Do you really seriously think that we're going to have someone come out of one of any country and they're going to get that much support? I don't see it. Not in this day and age. I just don't see it. Whether they be you'd have to basically blind the eyes of just about everybody. But if it is a conglomeration of many, that, my friends, could happen. It could happen. I'm not saying it couldn't happen the other way. I'm just saying, I'm offering you something else to put together besides the same old thing we hear day in and day out that may not be true at all. You ever think of that? Things may not be the way that you think. Let's open our minds and hearts. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, open our minds, open our hearts. Don't let us be deceived, God. We don't want to be deceived. We certainly don't want to deceive ourselves and be blinded by our own substitutes of what things could be. Give us the truth, Lord. Help us to know it. Help us to understand your word and understand everything that you want us to understand. Jesus, we accept you as our Lord, our Savior, and our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, go to our website, krciradio.com. We can certainly have all this up and running within the next week, all of these. So you can go through them if you'd like, and certainly study for yourself. That's what I ask. Study for yourself. Don't be deceived. Study for yourself and make sure that you are studying and not simply just accepting everything that comes down the pipe. Don't accept everything. Put your own brain into it. Ask God to give you personal revelation, and he will. You know, don't you know that the Bible says, ask for wisdom, and he'll give it to you? Ask for wisdom, and he will give it to you? All you have to do is ask. Let's not be ignorant. Be not ignorant concerning these things, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved.